one of the great things about being a kid is, you know, growing up and so forth is, you know, so once something happens, you know, you don't really hold grudges too often. You know, it's like, okay, that happened in the past, so let's move forward. And, you know, I'm not going to hold that against you, you know. We're all young. We all make mistakes. So, I don't know, I guess that's something, you know, I was taught at home, you know. You don't hold everything against you, you know, so no need to hold grudges, you know. Just get past it, move forward. Like I said, now we're pretty good friends. You know, whenever I see her, you know, we speak, you know. And I actually saw her not too long ago at IHOP or something like that. And we spoke, and, you know, asked each other how we were doing and so forth. So it started out rough, but it ended pretty good.
So do you know any other historical, I guess, racial tensions in Roswell? Even before, you know, have you heard any stories or anything like that?
Not anything that just really sticks out in my mind right now. I know, only thing I can remember now, would be I've heard my grandparents talk about the fact that they had to go to, like an all-black school, Bailey Johnson, if I'm not mistaken, what's the name of it? And that's up in like Alpharetta off of like Haynes Bridge. I just remember them talking about going to school up there and being separate like that. But as far as any like major events, I can't recall any right now.
Okay. So what school do you go to now?
I'm currently attending Chattahoochee Technical College out in Marietta.
So, okay. And what are your future goals with that?
Well, hopefully I can get a degree there in media technology, media production. And with that degree, hopefully I can open up a nonprofit organization. And like I said, I'm really into sports. I love sports and so forth. And there's a lot of talent here in Roswell, man. There's certainly a lot of talent, a lot of gifted young people that come up, and a lot of people in Roswell don't really know a lot about going on to school. You know, a lot of the younger people have went on to college and so forth like that, and so I think it's our duty to share that knowledge with the younger kids coming up, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of gifted athletes, and a lot of them don't know the process of getting into school, and they think they can just get in on athletics alone. But, you know, we're trying to help them understand, you know, get your academics too, you know. So with my organization, you know, my business that I would plan to open up, I would like to, you know, help them get recruited by different colleges. You know, there's so much stuff that goes into being recruited by colleges and, like, having different schools come look at you as far as, like, paperwork and so forth to fill out, and just like having films and tapes and all that kind of stuff to send out to different schools, you know, just to give the kids another opportunity to go somewhere and see something outside of Roswell. I mean, I know a ton of people, it seems like, that had talent and could have went on and did greater things that are like still here in Roswell, you know, so we don't want that to, you know, be a curse or anything like that, or something that just continually happens, you know. So we're trying to break that cycle and, you know, at least let the younger kids, you know, myself and other people, just get out and experience something different, you know, just trying to let them know that it's more to the world than Roswell, Georgia, you know. So hopefully I'll be able to do that, you know, if God blesses me in that aspect.
That's interesting, because I know you work at the Y, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff with kids. I love children. I started working with children when I was probably about 14 years old.